News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Most schools will be open today for the first time this week. Pulaski schools are closed. Should there be any additional cancellations or delays, get that in real time at WSAU.com/cancellations. Turns out this has been a deadly cold snap.
The deaths were all reported Friday, January 3rd, and happened in Ashland, Marquette, and Milwaukee counties. The exact causes of death have not yet been released, but the Department of Health Services say they were all weather-related. Wisconsin Emergency Management is urging people to dress in layers and keep emergency supplies, including food and clothing in your cars and homes, even now that the temperature is starting to rise a little. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Nine dogs were taken in for shelter by the Marathon County Humane Society yesterday because of the extreme cold. The animals were tethered outside at a property in Hamburg. The Humane Society took action because they said the dogs' water was starting to freeze up. At the time the animals were taken in, it was minus 15, wind chill minus 40. The vets say the dogs are in good shape, but they say even healthy animals can't keep themselves warm in those extreme conditions. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department is still investigating whether any charges will be filed against the owner. An old trick for starting your car in the winter can be dangerous. A Lac du Flambeau woman is learning that lesson. The Sheriff's Department says the woman placed lit charcoal under her vehicle's engine to try and warm the oil pan and the engine block. This used to be common many years ago before cars were made more of plastic and built lower to the ground. The woman removed her battery, took it to the house to warm it up, then placed the hot coals under her Dodge Caravan minivan. The van caught fire, mostly in the front bumper section. Police say that's more than $1,000 worth of damage. Wausau police are out with more information about Friday's shooting that left a man dead outside a bar. Police have been looking for two men who may have been witnesses. One has turned himself in, 30-year-old Samuel Teague. Teague was wanted on an unrelated warrant from the Department of Corrections. Police say they are now looking for two other men based on information gathered so far. They've been identified as 30-year-old Joshua Sanchez and 19-year-old Timothy Jacobs. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Well, the cold weather's been tough for some, but it's ideal for the 51st World Championship Snowmobile Derby. They're getting the track ready in Eagle River. The track owner and coordinator Chuck Decker says actually the cold has given them a boost this year.
Probably one of the most perfect years ever to get the track prepared, you know, making the ice and making the snow, so it's probably going to be one of the best racetracks I've seen here in the history of the Derby.
And the Chamber of Commerce says the two weekends of racing will mean millions of dollars for the local economy. Yesterday was the deadline for candidates to file their nominating papers for local offices for the April elections, and there are several incumbents who are going to face challenges on the local ballot.
The Wausau School Board race has six candidates seeking three positions. Incumbent Vice President Lance Trollope and Clerk Yvonne Henning are being challenged for their seats. The new candidates are Chad Dennis, A.J. Gordon, Mary Kowach, and Jeff Lee. Incumbent Treasurer Rob Shepard did not register as a candidate. The election will be held April 1st, and the new board members will be sworn in at the end of April. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
There were six Republicans in the U.S. Senate who joined Democrats voting to extend long-term unemployment benefits. That's being hailed by President Obama. In a statement from the White House, the president called it an important step in the right direction. It is still not clear, though, if the Senate can find offsets to pay for the $6 billion extension, and its future in the House is uncertain. WSAU News Time, 5:05. Let's get a first look at our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. For the first time this work week, we may actually climb above zero. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A wind chill advisory is still in effect through the morning hours today. Otherwise, sunny skies today and a high of 5 above zero. A little bit warmer than the last couple of days. Clear tonight with a low of 17 below zero. For your Thursday, sunny early, then increasing clouds and a bit milder, a high of 14. On Friday, clouding up with a 50% chance of light snow, sleet, or freezing rain late in the day and a high of 30. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Still sub-zero this morning, but that's going to change as we move into the late morning and early afternoon. It'll be good to climb above zero for the first time in about 48 hours. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.